The top. So the first one is 10 barriers to communication in marriage. The first one is avoiding conflict. And basically, this is a barrier in communication because if you're avoiding conflict, you're not communicating, or at least you're not communicating your true feelings.
Yes.
So there's definitely a way to disagree healthily. Healthy.
In a healthy way, I
In a
think.
healthy way. We are here struggling. We told y'all yesterday we were smart, and then today we were like, is it healthily or healthy? Because I do not know.
You gotta disagree healthily, hey man, so your cholesterol be down.
So avoiding conflict is
Fresh off an
definitely
argument.
healthily is a word. Thank you very
Oh,
much.
is it?
Avoiding conflict. So you don't want to just agree for the sake of agreeing, to avoid conflict when you don't really agree. You do have, you do disagree, and you're going to have disagreements. You're two different people come from two different backgrounds with two different views of the world, so you're going to have disagreements. And as long as you disagree in a healthy manner, then it's absolutely okay to disagree.
Yeah, I have this saying, we can't really say we're friends, and whether in a marriage or in regular life, if we never argue. Because if you never argue, that means one of y'all or both ain't saying how they truly feel.
Y'all ain't being honest.
Yeah, so if you ain't never argue, then that means somebody ain't keeping it real. You gotta keep it real.
I agree. Next one.
Next one. Mind reading. This is dangerous when you believe you know what your partner is thinking or feeling and you base your reaction off your belief. It's dangerous because you're assuming that you're right and may respond or react based on your
Don't
belief.
read.
I wanted to read
oh
that.
okay
I thought they had something good to
oh
say.
okay I hate when people read. It's like being in a presentation
But
and they
they
have a
can.
PowerPoint and then you're just reading.
But this is different because in that situation, you can see the PowerPoint and they can also read this. They don't know what this says.
Oh, thank you. I bought this last spring and have been waiting for it to be cold enough in this state to wear it. So the first day was like a little bit cloudy. I was like, I'm gonna wear this sweater.
You could have avoided that conflict.
I
But
was
you
being
read my
honest.
mind, and let me know.
I was being honest.
The
So why
website is
y'all arguing?
marriageadvice.com. But don't go there because then if you read, then I can't read.
Right.
I don't mind reading.
Is that a healthy disagreement? Absolutely.
I don't mind reading when you can't read what I'm reading. That's how
Okay.
I feel. I totally agree on the PowerPoint because you can read it. But anyway, this often happens, especially with men. Men have a tendency to shut down when we argue.
Yes.
Women want to talk it out. Obviously, there's exceptions to the rule. But women tend to want to talk about it and hear your feelings. And men are just like, look, I don't feel like dealing with this. And we'll just go into our man cave, turn on the game, turn on the video game, just shut you out. And then the wife's got to try and read our mind or, figure out how we're feeling. And that's and the other opposite is just like that's kind of how people often get into text arguments when somebody texts something and there's no tone,
Yeah, and you have to
there's
read
and you're trying to
into.
read their mind. Yeah, so you're insinuating something and some maybe they're just rushing and texting and they don't
Right.
mean anything. So it's healthy to say, well, maybe I'll ask you, do you feel like it's healthy to say, I feel like you're feeling that. Is that true? Is that
I don't think
untrue?
you should argue via text.
No, I'm talking about instead of mind reading.
Oh, to ask the question?
Yeah,
I
like, hey,
do.
I feel like you're upset with me. Is there something that I did wrong?
Yes.
Because I feel like you've been upset with me before, and I'd be knowing you're mad, but I don't want to ask you because then I don't want to know exactly why you're mad. Especially if I can assume, like when you have something on your nose. When we were doing Zay Zay's project, I was like, she's probably mad, but I don't feel like it.
Then
So
you knew why I was mad.
I'm gonna just start helping because I'm assuming. Usually, when I think Melissa's mad, I just start cleaning. Like if something going wrong, let me just wipe a counter off. She'll be like, "Well, at least he didn't clean that and he swept. He ain't getting none, but
Don't
he
even sweep
swept.
good.
I don't sweep good, but my heart's in the right place." Okay, so mind reading is very dangerous because it's our nature to assume the worst.
Yes.
So when we're mind reading, we're assuming negatively, and there could be a million different things. It could be work. It could be all type of stuff that is on the
Right.
other person's mind. But when in doubt, ask.
Smart man to clean.
Yeah. When in doubt, just ask. So because you may be
And, but
right, or you.
this is the other thing is, when you ask and the person says what they say, accept what they say as truth.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times what'll happen
Yeah.
is I'll say whatever I feel, or whoever will say whatever they feel, and then you be like, yeah, but I really think this. No, I said what I said.
I shed what I shed. So, also, if we ask, don't lie.
Yes.
And say nothing's wrong.
That's true.
And then something's really wrong, and then you like, I said I was fine, but you should have known I wasn't fine. No, I shouldn't have, because I asked you.
Yes.
Don't say you're fine. If you say you're fine, I'm on Netflix. Okay? I'm watching Narcos. No, I'm going to go on Netflix. If you say you're good, then I'm gone. Don't. If we gave you an opportunity, yes. Anybody, because that's mind reading.
Yes.
Just say what you feel. If you upset, say you upset. We can move on.
I agree.
Don't lie.
Here. Don't lie.
Don't lie.
I said what I said.
I shat what I shat. Yeah, then come back 2 days later. Well, I really was mad. Well, look, ain't nobody got time for that. I'm not going to read no minds. We are adults. We are grown. If you got a problem, fam.
Mean what you say.
Say what you got to say.
I agree.
Okay, I'm going to go on.
Next one, sandbagging. Women, we're good for this. So sandbagging is basically carrying on or adding on complaint after complaint. In the midst of an argument, you want to bring up, well, 3 weeks ago, you didn't take out the trash, and a year ago, you did this, and 5 years ago, you did that, and we...
Yeah. And you farted back in 86, yeah. And I never forgave you for that fart.
Yes.
Your butt was stinking, and my mom didn't like you. Like, man.
Yeah.
Especially if you never even brought that up at the time.
Right.
Women are the queens of bringing up old stuff. Because yeah. They don't want to lose arguments. So instead of losing, they're going to pull back from 2012.
Yeah.
You didn't sweep in 2012. You got a... Where are you storing this information? They got a hard drive.
We do have a hard drive.
Of negativity.
It ain't negative. It's truth.
It's negativity. Men are too, of course. People just don't like to lose arguments.
That's true. And that's when it comes out, when you feel like you're losing, or... Actually, sometimes it'll come out, listen, if we arguing, I'm in a court of law, and I'm trying to present my case, and I'm trying to prevent as much evidence as possible to prove why you're wrong and I am correct.
Right.
And if that involves pulling up, listen, let's go to the stock room and pull out Exhibit A
Let me from go 1997. To this file drawer.
Let's go to Exhibit B from 2001. You see, this is called a pattern here, is what I'm trying to demonstrate.
Oh
yes, let the record reflect.
How to get away with murder. Did y'all see the episode this past week where the lawyers, was all three lawyers, was arguing? Yeah. You are presenting a weak case. You are not in my field. You are an amateur, and you don't deserve mine or anyone else in this courtroom's time.
Right.
That's how Melissa argues.
That's true.
Shall I present to the court the state versus Kevin Fredericks?
That's real.
The state presents back in 2011.
Oh, she said don't talk about it in case people haven't talked.
No, that's
about
not a spoiler.
Oh, okay.
In 2011, you got mad and you got in the truck and left. That was one time. Did you leave me or did you not? Are you finished with that?
Yes. I'm done there.
So far we've had avoiding conflict, mind reading, sandbagging. We ain't talking about spades. Okay?
She said I'm not guilty. That's hilarious. For real, Claire Huxtable was a lawyer and
she was.
Yeah, she was.
She could prosecute Bill Cosby in real life for rape. But Keep
going.
Headings told me that joke. Next one. Black and white thinking. Black and white is only good in the House of Black and White store that Michelle Obama goes to and the Michael Jackson
and
video.
Clearly the store that I go to.
The rest of the world is in gray. 50 shades of gray and the like. Black and white is dangerous. Charisse always gets that.
She always does.
Keith Hettings told me that joke. Black and white is very dangerous in a relationship because it assumes that there's no complex feelings in our behavior.
Yes.
And we're just 100% mad or 100% this or 100% that. I'll use sex for example, right? Say your the husband wants to have sex and the wife ain't really into it that night or vice versa. And she says, okay, look. We don't have time. I'm not fully into a full escapade of like everything under the sun, an hour long session, blah, blah, blah. But we can go ahead and pop a little quickie off. And then the man or whatever person wasn't into it being like, well, fine, you don't love me because you don't want to have sex the way I want to have sex. That doesn't mean that. Maybe I'm tired. Maybe I don't feel good. And I'm trying to meet your need. I'm giving you something. And I'm going to give you all of that little bit. But I don't have the energy to go for a full hour. But a black and white thinker would be like, nope, you didn't do that, then you don't love me. Or like they'll take any slight and make it like the end of the world. Like you didn't pick me up on time at the airport. Well, there was traffic. I left an hour early and there was an accident. So, you know, usually I'm 20 minutes early. No. You should have known. I don't like being, you know, like just going all the way over. Like, dude, like.
She said that can be manipulating the situation.
Absolutely. That apps 100% can be manipulating a situation because it makes a person afraid to do anything that can be basic or like a little bit wrong.
Right.
Is all the way extreme.
Right.
You know what I mean? Well, you liked a celebrity's picture who had abs, so you want to cheat on me.
Right.
What?
Right.
How you get all that from that little bit?
Right.
Huh? You have anything to add?
No, that was good.
Walking on eggshells, airbrushed. Oh, yeah. Oh, Basha. You want to keep going?
Okay, the next one is not really listening because you're focusing on what you're going to say
next.
Let's
do the next two. Because those are mostly the same.
Okay. Not really listening because you're focusing on what you're trying to say next. We do that all the time. You're not listening. Instead, you're just there to combat and prove why you're right. You're not really trying to listen to the other side of the situation. And that's so important. We do that a lot because then you miss truly what the person's trying to say. And I was reading a book and I can never remember the name of it, but one of the things they said is you're always wrong at the top of your voice. And what that means is whenever you're arguing, you're yelling, it doesn't matter if you are right. Like, I'm in defense mode and all I'm trying to do is defend myself. I'm not really listening to you. All I'm trying to do is defend myself. All I'm trying to do is right, win the argument instead of solving the problem. That's exactly right. Yeah, his needs, her needs. Thank you. I recommend the book His Needs, Her Needs. Oh, I think I'm reading that. Or e-listening. So yeah, that's really, just really important. Then the next one is interrupting, which I probably have this problem. And that means not letting the person finishing, not letting the person finish their thoughts because you're too busy worried about what you're trying to say next, so you interrupt.
Let's get some deliverance in here. Oh yeah.
I don't think I want you to deliver me.
The text is delivering you. I only bring the word, amen. The word pricks your own heart. That's that rhema word. Let's expand to that.
That's all I got to
No, say. I think you should go on a little bit more. I think you have another thing to say. You're so
what
busy.
What would you like to say?
I'm just saying, you're so busy. You don't even know what I'm about to say, but you're so busy. Now, what I'm finna say is, here you come. Now, listen, in the docket A, exhibit B, what I'm gonna say, and I might have been apologizing.
You wasn't apologizing.
And then I apologized. You're like, objection. He apologized before I was able to make my point.
But
overruled. Ain't no overrule. You can't tell the judge that. Ain't no overrule.
I'm not even gonna defend myself, because that's true. I do that.
That's healing.
Shut up.
There's a healing going on. Where's Donna Lawrence? Oh, I am healed.
I ain't saying I'm healed.
The wife ain't always right, but she is. That's the problem. That's the problem, Stevie. The wife is always right. Even when you're wrong, you still right. Your makeup looks good on that eye. You got that golden in the corner.
Thank you. I know. I was trying to do... It's not really showing up on camera right, though, but it's okay.
Give me a kiss.
You didn't even kiss.
I didn't make the sound. No. Ooh, about to be a making love session.
No, this lipstick is good. It didn't even come off.
Y'all want to hear a funny story? The other day, I was getting in the mirror getting dressed, and I saw all this red on my thing, and I thought I had a cold sore. And it was the day that I was doing Mary Mary. I was taping the Mary Mary, and I was looking at it. I was like, oh my God, I got a cold sore. I never had a cold sore. Ah! And then it was just Lizzie had kissed me. And I was all types of nervous. All right, the next one. This is a good one. This is something I learned.
Okay.
So we're both getting healed. Thinking everything must be resolved and you can't agree to disagree. Listen, I came from a household that was not a you can go to bed mad household. You had to hash it out, whether yelling or in calm conversation. We couldn't go to bed angry. So when Melissa and I got, and she came from a household that didn't have that same thing. It wasn't necessarily the opposite, but it wasn't like, we gonna talk about this, you know, but that's how my family was. So I was like, no. And then the Bible says something about that. Don't let the sun set on your anger. I want to say that's biblical. So when we first married, I had a big problem with, like, if you're mad, then you need to tell me why you're mad. We need to talk about this. If we need to talk about this till 3 o'clock in the morning, we're going to talk about it because I want you to go to bed happy. And Melissa was like, look, I'm not going to talk about this. I'm about to go to bed. In the morning, I will be calm and we can talk with this at the appointed time. You have something on your nose. We will deal with this at the appointed time. And I was like, no, no.
So someone said that's tough. How do you determine what can and can't be solved? I think you have to talk to your spouse about how they process things. For me, a lot of times, I have to, like, process what it is, like, how I feel, why I feel that way. And talking about that via in an argument, like, again, you just end up defending yourself. You just end up, like, arguing. Instead of, like, saying, this is how I felt. And when you did this, it made me feel like this way. And then you actually can, like, get somewhere and, like, mm-hmm. beyond resolving the issue, you can, like, avoid, you know, that same type of situation in the future. But it takes me a little while to, like, really process, like, okay, this is how I feel. So I need that time to, like, process it. So you have to have that conversation with your spouse that says, this is how I work, this is how it works. So if we're going to argue or whatever and you want to come to an agreement, let's agree the next day. We're going to come back to this and we're going to talk about it and we're going to resolve it.
Yes. So, and sometimes you're just not going to agree with on something at all. Like, there's been stuff about how to do stuff with the boys, what to do about money, that we just are not giving, neither of us. giving in,
yeah.
You know, we just like, look, and we just have to say, look, for the sake of the marriage, we're going to let this go.
Right.
Either we're going to do it your way or my way. We're going
to
let it go.
And that's agreeing to disagree.
Right. And that doesn't mean that you're because here was one thing. I don't know where we heard this, but it's so good. It's not, and maybe it's in this article, but it's not in a marriage argument. It's not me against you.
Right.
It's me and you against the problem.
Right.
And sometimes we are just not going to see eye to eye. Is that in here?
I was going to say one thing that they didn't say that I actually think is a barrier in communication is treating your spouse as the enemy.
Yes.
Not treating your spouse like we're here together and in order to resolve this.
Oh, Yacht's in here. What's up, Yacht?
Oh, hey, Yacht.
He's our fitness
guy. Yes, me and you against the problem. Oh, you just said that. She was repeating that. Yeah,
me and you against the problem.
Right.
Because I'm competitive by nature, and early on, and at times, Jack in the Box Gate.
Yes.
I was so busy trying to win the argument that I realized that I'm losing my wife in the crossfire.
Yeah, one thing in this article, they were saying that Dr. Phil says, do you want to win or you want to go home happy?
Right.
And that is so key. Like, a lot of times we're so busy trying to win and, like, you know, have a notch in our belt that you're not compromising for the sake of your relationship, for the sake of your happiness.
Yeah, I just want to be right. And then I have this funny example about Liz, and this is not to prove this point, but Lisa said, she handles the money in our family. She's just better at it than I am. I bring home it and she brings it home too, but she handles it. But there was a speeding ticket that I got and I had forgot to pay it. And she was like, look, I'm not going to pay this speeding ticket.
Yes, I always do. I was so mad.
And she's like, I'm not going to pay this speeding ticket. And guess what? It's going to go up. And I was like, okay, and if you go up, if it goes up and it's double the price of the speeding ticket, it's still coming out of our joint account. So you proved your point, but you cost us another $150.
Shut my mouth.
She was like, you right.
Shut my mouth.
You right. Like, so we'd be so busy trying to get our right in that we don't care if it ends up hurting us.
Right.
Backfiring, you know, we just throw so busy throwing rocks, and that rock that went over there and hit a rubber wall and smacked you right in the noggin.
Yeah.
Jack in the Box, we talk about it on another, it's on YouTube, it's called Kev is a Jerk.
Yeah,
the title of the thing. And Shari and Sharice, y'all should talk about it one time. But that's a perfect example about, yes, you would have been right,
yeah,
and it would have eventually hurt us.
What is the good book somebody was recommending?
The Bible. I hope it was the Bible.
Oh, she said we might. You guys should.
You should, because I want to know what y'all was thinking about.
Yeah, I do too. Okay, next one.
Feeling you always have to be right and prove your point.
We already talked about that, basically.
We just said that. Being right is not important.
She said fine, okay.
You know what? A preacher told me this. Jesus came to do what was good, not what was right. when the woman was the adulterous woman, and they had brought her out and
right,
said she was caught in there with the man, and it's to stone her. So to stone her would have been the right thing to do, but Jesus came to do what was good. The good thing was to say that he who has not sinned cast the first stone, because the right thing was to stone her, but the good thing was to give her grace and mercy. Oh yeah. So with your spouse, you shouldn't always seek to be right. You should seek to do good. My goal is to go home to a warm bed. That means we're both in the bed, we're happy, and she's not being cold to me. Mm-hmm. We can be in the bed together, but she'd be cold, and I need the warm body.
That was good.
That needs a warm body. You kind of don't get it? I don't know how to make it more clear than that. Mm-hmm. Just don't try to be right all the time. Good versus right. You can be right. You can be completely justified
right.
in doing something that is right, and it still might not be the good thing.
Right.
If my kid...
Like the best thing to do. Like,
yeah.
For the overall benefit of the situation,
right.
The right thing, like within your justifiable legal, so to speak, right, may not always be the good thing to do for the sake
yes.
of the relationship.
Yes, ego, edging God out.
Yes, and someone said, yeah, it's grace, and that's what that is. When you have a right to do something and it's not good, so you do the good thing instead, that is, it's grace. And so, again, coming back to us, when we were born into sin, we should die. Like, that is what is the right thing to do, right?
Yep.
So, we should die in sin. We should die in our sin state. But because God sent Jesus here, and he took our place instead, now we have this good thing, and now we have the grace where the wages of sin is death, but we don't have to suffer those consequences.
Yes. This person in the chat gave a great example. She said, you could be in the right of way. Mm-hmm. But if a car is going 90 miles per hour, it is not good to walk.
That was good. That was good.
And that is such a good example. I can't even add nothing to it. That's just a great example. It is not good, even being right, because it's like car accidents. Somebody cuts you off and you get in an accident.
Right.
Yeah, you were in the right of way, but you still got to pay your deductible.
Yeah.
We will have a love language code.
We don't like
to talk about love language
because we talk about it so much.
But I don't think we've actually done a podcast on it.
We haven't. But we've talked about it so much.
It's such a good thing. Okay, so the next one is leaving abruptly, physically or emotionally.
I don't know whose turn it is.
Okay, yes, I'm gonna tell on myself here. I did this once within the first 5 years of our marriage, and I can't even remember what the argument was anymore. But I got so frustrated with Melissa that I got in my truck, and I missed that truck. I've been driving little cars ever since.
You have.
I missed my truck. When I ball out, I'm getting a Range. I'm getting me a big truck when I don't have to worry about gas prices. So anyway, we got into an argument, and I got in my truck, and I just drove around the block and came back mad. I was abrupt, and I was like, I don't know what I'm about to say, so I'm going to just leave. I just need to clear my head. Give me a second to cool off.
What time do we need to stop?
We need to stop at 10:45. And I came back, and Alyssa never actually said this to me, but I found it in her diary because I read it. And yes, you didn't know?
No, you've said it a few times.
You should hide it better if you don't want me to read it. I feel like you leave it out because you kind of want me to find it. But anyway, she was like, when you left, I felt like you left our relationship, and it was very damaging for you to leave like that under those circumstances.
It is an invasion
of privacy. I ain't right about it, but I did it. Amen. I'm always reading the diary. Some of the best stuff I've learned is from reading your diary. Because she didn't tell me.
That's not true. When I would write it out, I was processing.
But you never processed your mouth to open and talk to me.
Wait, hush. I don't think you're telling the truth.
No, because the Boeing thing, when you read the comedy stuff, it really became clear when I read your diary. You had never said it to me.
I think I articulated to you, but you don't hear.
Nah, you ain't articulate nothing, cuz. You ain't put no art, no tick, you no late.
Shut up.
Anyway, so she read that, you know, in her diary, she was like, I felt like you damaged our relationship when you left like that, because although we were mad, we were upset, like I never left and physically left. And I was only gone for like 20 minutes, but I didn't know what else to do. So from that time, I've learned to not cop out like that. You know what I mean? So there's time to be upset, and this says physically or emotionally. You can emotionally cut off somebody and still be in the same room. You could just shut down and be like, I ain't even talk to you.
True.
A couple of people we've talked to about marriage, they be walking on eggshells, walking past each other in their house and
that's
not speaking.
Worse.
Yeah.
To be
like, how are we walking past each other?
Emotionally void of.
Yeah. Like, I just don't see you. Like, we got to wake up and just.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Me and Melissa have done that. I mean, when you're mad at each other, you're just like. Excuse me. Excuse me. I'm just trying to get in the bathroom. Well, go.
You're still.
There's three bathrooms in here.
It is passive aggressive.
Yeah. So sometimes it's okay to. Have your second to cool off, because I am a believer that if you are so upset that you're going to say something that's even more hurtful, then you can take a second to like pause and cool down. But you shouldn't be like, I don't know, you shouldn't leave physically or emotionally, because that could be having some longer lasting.
I used to do that toward the end of my
go weeks without talking.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Weeks? How is that even possible?
Well, she said it was at the end of her relationship, but also...
Okay to leave the room, but not the house. I will give you that.
I was going to say something about that.
I used to go weeks without talking.
Yeah, I was going to say something about it. I can't remember what it was.
Somebody said it's easier to write. Yes, I've often told people if you can't express it in your words, like if you can't say it or you start crying...
It really helps you process, like... for me, it helps me process what I'm feeling. Because sometimes, even reading a lot of books, sometimes it helps you just identify what you're feeling. Sometimes when you write it out, it helps you to really like identify. Because sometimes when you're talking and you're just in the heat of the moment, you're like going through it as you're going through it. It's just difficult. I don't know.
And sometimes you can give, when you hand that person that long letter, they have no other choice but to read it.
Right.
So, you know.
So that way there's no interrupting, there's no defend. Yeah.
Right. Okay, we got a couple more.
Okay, oh yeah, we got to be finished. Oh,
this is the last one, actually.
Okay, bringing up old issues as weapons. We talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Well, this one, this says, if you're allowed me reading it, if something has been worked through in the past, it is hurtful to keep throwing it up in your partner's face. So, if you say... This was in the Entourage movie last night.
Mm.
That wasn't a good movie.
At all.
It was terrible. And we were real big fans of the show. But E was saying to Sloane, you said you were past that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you say you were past it, how can you... Yeah, it's kind of like sandbagging.
Yeah.
But if you say you're past something, then you can't just throw it up to win again. Who's that, Joe?
The only difference that they're making is that sandbagging is not talking about it and then just like voom, 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 voom,
oh yeah,
and then
this is work
bringing up is you were both under, or he's under the assumption that this has been worked out and resolved, and then I come back and bring it up.
Yeah, this says it's not helpful. If you have an issue with something from the past, it's not going to be productive to bring it up during this argument.
Right.
Like, we already are arguing. That's one of our tips for how to argue healthily, is stay on the topic.
Yes.
We tend to bring stuff up from the past just so we can win. And stay on the topic. If this is your time to lose an argument, you did something wrong, stand there, take your lumps. Work through it and move past it.
Right.
Don't just bring something up. Well, last week you made me mad. Right. Okay. And I apologize for that. So now let's work through this problem that's right in front of us. Don't do your boy. Be true to your boy.
Okay.
We got a couple minutes left. Is there a comment or is there a question? Thank y'all for tuning in.
Shari and Sharice will be on at...
And right when we're done.
Okay. At 10:45, go follow the Optimistic Divorcees. Optimistic divorce days, as they say. What advice do you have for a person going through the grieving process after a breakup?
Take your time. Don't rush into something. Just like with the death of a family, you gotta grieve.
Yeah.
Don't let nobody tell you you're ready to move on until you're ready to move on.
Shari and Sharice, Optimistic Divorcees, y'all should handle that topic. But yeah, time definitely heals.
It's just like rushing an injury in sports. If you're so busy trying to play, but you're not healed yet, all you're going to do is hurt yourself even more. And most of the time, you hurt yourself worse than the initial injury by not letting yourself completely heal.
Right.
So completely heal, take your time, and then when you feel like you're ready, take another week. Because you might have a setback. But your setback is a setup for victory. Oh, yeah.
I didn't
No, I haven't read The Power of a Praying Wife or Husband.
And texting, we need to talk and not saying what it is.
How long is too long to grieve through a relationship, though? That depends on the person. Depends on the relationship. If me and Melissa break up, I'm going to take a long time to grieve.
Oh, okay.
Because we had a lot of marriage. So I would assume that it's going to be the longer and the more serious the relationship is. If y'all was just together for 3 months, you probably won't take that much. But if you've been together for a long time and you are fully and emotionally invested and then y'all break up, it should take you a minute.
Yeah, I agree.
We've been together 16 years. If we broke up, it would take me 8, 9, 10 years.
Yeah, definitely no set timeline. I agree. Have you read Losing to Win in Marriage? I haven't.
Y'all trying to make us read every second of every day.
Losing to Win.
It's cold in L.A.
It did get cold. Oh, I got 80 text messages. You got more?
No, that's all. That's all I got. Is it wrong to be mad if he forgot an anniversary? I don't know. It's a case-by-case basis, I would say.
Why did he forget? What do you call it? It's just windy. It's really not cold. It's windy, though.
Well, we've been in L.A. for almost 3 years, so anything under 70 degrees is cold.
That is true. Under 70 is legit kind of cold.
Yeah, you do got to be able to forget.
It's like chilly.
It's a slight bit chilly. Oh, yeah, our book.
I don't have it.
Yes, it's 25 Tips for a Healthy Marriage. It's available at kevonstage.com/store. Yeah, you can gift it to others. Of course you can. Yes. kevonstage.com/store. It's available for only $5. It's a good book. Good, clean book. Good little reader. That book is for single people. Some of the best marriage advice I ever got, I got before I was married.
And thank you.
It was able to teach me prior to being married. Yeah, it's good for singles. It's good. No, we couldn't live in Detroit. It's far too cold.
Yeah, it's too cold.
All right. Well, thank y'all. It's our time is up. We got to get ready to go to church, and we'll see you at the appointed time.
Go to Optimistic Divorcees. They'll be on shortly.
All right. God bless you. God keep you. We'll see you at the conference.
We'll see you at the conference.